Welcome to the Racing Exchange Podcast. My name is DJ Chuang, and on this episode, we're going to be talking about trauma. And I am feeling quite tired myself from the past couple weeks of events, as relatives of mine have been through some trauma with a car accident and helping move them into assisted living and getting extra caregiving, as well as the recent shootings in Monterey Park and Half Moon Bay. And a brief content warning here, we're going to be talking about trauma and healing from trauma, and also reading the statement from Asian American Christian Collaborative about gun violence and what we can do next. So because I'm very tired, I slept like over 14 hours on Monday after the weekend's events, and my mind isn't as clear as I would like it to be. But I also know that many of you, might also be dealing with secondhand trauma, perhaps some grief, stressful and overwhelming feelings. And so I wanted to reach out and let you know that there is hope and provide you with a very practical tool for taking that next step towards trauma healing. And I'll be using some resources that are freely available from traumahealingbasics.org. That's traumahealingbasics.org, and I'll add a link in the show notes. And these are available under a Creative Commons Share Alike license from the Trauma Healing Institute. And so I'll be sharing a video clip about what is trauma and how you can heal from trauma, and three of the key questions to have a conversation around regarding the trauma you may be experiencing. And then we'll close with the reading of the statement on gun violence that has been issued by Asian American Christian Collaborative, which is the umbrella organization for what we're doing here at Christian Asian Mental Health, a division of Asian American Christian Collaborative. So first, here is the video from Trauma Healing Basics about what is trauma.
What do you think of when you hear the word trauma? You might think of terrible events like violence, abuse, or disaster. When we hear the word trauma, we often think about cause, but trauma is actually the effect of events like these. Trauma is a wound of the heart and mind that causes deep suffering. It leaves us feeling overwhelmed and disconnected, and it takes a very long time to heal. It hurts every part of us, our relationships, our bodies, our thoughts, and our faith. Often, trauma sends shockwaves through entire families and communities. And because suffering is part of the human experience, we are all vulnerable to trauma. But God is with everyone who suffers. God reveals our pain with us, and God wants to help us heal. That is why we have hope. Whenever there is trauma, healing is always possible.
And that's from the Trauma Healing Institute, powered by the American Bible Society, and healing is possible. Here's how that begins.
When something terrible happens in our lives, it can cause a deep kind of suffering called trauma. Trauma overwhelms our ability to make sense of what happened to us. So we try to run away from it, or hide it away, or pretend we're fine. Trauma makes us feel alone, like no one can ever understand and no one can help us, not even God. But no matter what we've been through, God truly does understand, and people can help. When we open up to others and God about what happened to us and how our trauma makes us feel, we can begin to heal. Like a physical wound, trauma takes a long time to heal, and it will leave a scar. But when we bring our trauma into the light, it does get better over time. And day by day, we can reconnect with others and with God. We can experience less suffering and more comfort. And we can find peace.
And again, trauma is a deep wound of the heart and mind that takes a long time to heal. It hurts every part of us, our relationships, our bodies, our thoughts, and our faith. And what the Trauma Healing Institute has provided is a curriculum as well as a short 3-question card that can help you start the process of trauma healing. So whether you've been personally or being a part of the Asian American community or Asian community, as you hear about this tragic news of the gun violence, it affects you, it affects us. And a process like this, where you can tell your story of pain and grief and bring your lament to God, is a part, a vital part of experiencing healing with God and with God's people. And as you experience the love of God by taking your pain to the cross, you'll experience healing, restoration, and hope in living in the midst of a broken world. Here's the 3 questions that are simple yet profoundly powerful in helping people begin that process of experiencing healing. It's simply by listening can help people heal. I'm reading from the 3-sided card that is provided at traumahealingbasics.org. You can help a friend or loved one share their pain by asking these 3 simple questions and listen without offering judgment or solutions. The 3 questions to ask someone who is hurting are, 1, what happened? 2, how did it make you feel? And 3, what was the hardest part for you? Now thank the person for sharing and be willing to listen again. Now this is particularly effective for those who are verbal processors, but not everyone is a verbal processor. So sometimes through the arts or music or just being present with someone, that you can be with them in the hurt and in the pain, the ministry of presence can be a part of the process of healing. And this is just the start, but I want to give you and share with you a starting point, a next step, so that you're not stuck and overwhelmed and suppress the pain and hurt that you might be experiencing through this tragedy in our Asian and Asian American community. In a couple guidelines, I'll share with you the Safe Listener's Promise. And this is again printed on the card that you can download at a link in the show notes. And there's 6 points. 1, I will listen to understand. 2, I will keep what you share private. 3, I will not minimize your pain. 4, I will not compare your pain with my own. 5, I will not give quick solutions. And 6, I will listen again when you want to share more. And the Bible verse to ground us in why we do this and why this helps us in our healing process is Galatians 6:2. Help carry one another's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. And this process of listening to our feelings, our hurts, our pains, and our emotions, and what we're experiencing is very much how we help one another carry our burdens. Now we're going to shift to the statement that Asian American Christian Collaborative has posted. It's at AsianAmericanChristianCollaborative.com. I'll add a link in the show notes directly to the statement on the gun violence in Monterey Park and Half Moon Bay. On January 21, 2023, 11 were shot and killed and 9 wounded in the deadliest mass shooting in the United States since the devastating massacre of innocent children in Uvalde, Texas, on May 24th, 2022. The shooting took place on the eve of the Lunar New Year in Monterey Park, California, a majority Asian city with over 60,000 residents, a suburban Chinatown that unapologetically embraced, celebrated, and served its majority Chinese immigrant community. While still processing the grief from the Monterey Park shooting, we were stunned by the news of another shooting impacting the Asian American community. On January 23, 2023, 7 farm workers were shot and killed and 1 critically wounded in Half Moon Bay, California, a small coastal city close to San Francisco. Similar to the Laguna Woods church shooting in May of 2022, the suspected shooters in these incidents were also elderly men of Asian descent, suggesting the emergence of new pathologies of violence that we are only beginning to understand. There were 38 mass shootings in the first 23 days of 2023. And what illusions that gun violence is not a problem that Asian American community needs to wrestle with have been tragically shattered. In the all too familiar cycle of thoughts and prayers, time of mourning, moving toward healing, repeating the process when the next shooting happens is an intolerable way to live. As Christians, our response must start with prayer. We can turn to God to provide mercy and comfort for the victims and their families who are experiencing unspeakable pain. That these types of mass shootings continue to happen with such regularity must prompt Christians everywhere to cry out to God, pleading for Him to grant mercy upon us, for we seem trapped in these cycles of inexplicable violence. On the heels of these back-to-back tragedies in our community, let us take time to process, confess, and acknowledge our collective pains, loss, and fear. We must also ask God to grant us the courage, conviction, and strength to overcome our feelings of hopelessness and weariness so we can become advocates for restoration, justice, and peace in our communities. May we cling to the truth that our God is merciful and just, that He will not abandon us or leave us. And let us, like the psalmist, turn from lament to hope, confident that the Lord has heard our cry for mercy. The Lord accepts our prayer, Psalm 6:9. And from lament and prayer, we must consider how to respond. We encourage you to be open to the opportunities that God is placing in your life as you pray and reflect on how you can become an advocate for restoration and justice. Will you join us in heeding the call to take action and eradicate the senseless violence that continues to plague not just our community, but our entire nation? Will you join us in becoming advocates for stronger gun safety so they can no longer be used to extinguish life in our schools, homes, businesses, places of worship, and spaces we inhabit? And will you encourage others in the Asian American Christian community to work together to reaffirm the imago Dei and dignity of all people as we seek a safer future for all? And that's the statement and prayer from Asian American Christian Collaborative here at Erasing Shame Podcast and the Christian Asian Mental Health Initiative. Thank you for joining us in prayer. Thank you for listening to this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Erasing Shame podcast. Check out the show notes at erasingshame.com and subscribe to our email for updates. We would love to hear from you, so please add your comments at our website or on social. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcast app, and you can also subscribe on YouTube or follow on Facebook. Please add a rating and review so we can reach more people with our message of health, hope, and compassion. This podcast is the digital outreach of Christian Asian Mental Health.